The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Ruling in Ferguson is something that is not a wake-up call for many of us that's been woke a long time. It's a reminder to the nation to live up to the principle. Not just Ferguson. We're dealing with Staten Island. We're dealing with Cleveland, Ohio. This is a national problem, and we're going to need national resolve from all aspects of our society.
Al Sharpton speaks, talking about what happened in Ferguson and how it affects others in this country. The president hosting a summit. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. How you feeling about Turkey these days? Getting ready for perhaps another one at the end of the month. So, yes, Ferguson still on the minds of so many. Protests are being held right and left in some unusual places. The Rams protested in their own way. A handful of players did anyway, with their hands up, showing their solidarity with the Ferguson protesters, but they didn't agree to an apology. The Rams organization said they didn't feel like they should have to apologize, because some people thought that that was wrong to use the football field and coming onto it as a place to protest. But we're seeing that sometimes roads have been blocked, and that's still happening. It happened in Washington on Monday. And the conversation does continue, like you heard there, Al Sharpton, about what does this mean for the future. The president is asking that police across the nation have access to cameras, body cameras, across the board. So your first thought is, okay, well, where do the funds come to supply that, because local police stations, local police are struggling just to have people round the clock. Where are they going to come up with the kind of money they would need for the body cameras? The president is proposing that that money be something that Congress looks at allocating, and then it's matched down the line, perhaps by the state. And the proposal calls for, across the board, anybody who could possibly get a body camera, have a body camera. You know, I agree it would make a huge difference than the back and forth over what happened here and what happened there and what's this incident and why did this happen. A lot of that would be shut down if it's caught on video. But the funding is the tricky part. It always sounds so good, but where does the money come from? Would Congress vote for this when we're talking about tons and tons, thousands and thousands of dollars? Can they move it and shift it? And the answer is yes, they can. Will they do it? And will it be embraced by local communities as well? Although many are trying to have the dash cams already. But the realistic picture is, during the recession and as we come out of the recession, one of the things that happened is a lot of law enforcement was cut down, where some of the departments couldn't afford to pay to have as many officers on board. The Black Caucus certainly has spoken out about Ferguson, the aftermath, Darren Wilson, the police officer, as all of you know, resigning last week, ending some of the speculation as to how can he be a cop and what happens to the other cops on the force and doesn't that endanger everybody, since the grand jury decided not to charge Darren Wilson with anything. In moving forward, the president, Eric Holder, who's still the attorney general, and the Congressional Black Caucus have been talking about Ferguson, Missouri. Later on Monday, Eric Holder was speaking in Atlanta and said the federal investigation is still happening, which it is. The Justice Department hasn't closed the practices, looking into the practices by the police department or into the allegations of the police patterns and if they were unconstitutional or not. And he's saying that they've been very rigorous and very independent from the beginning. So the Congressional Black Caucus spoke out on Ferguson and other racial tensions in the United States, saying that the Ferguson's grand jury decision not to indict Darren Wilson was a slap in the face, that it was a painful reminder that just like Trayvon Martin and Tamir Rice and so many others, that law enforcement officers killed black and brown men and boys without repercussions. That was Congresswoman Marsha Fudge, a Democrat from Ohio, who is a chair of the Congressional Black Caucus. And she said that on the House floor, the fact that the country, this country, the greatest country in the world, remains mired in race relation issues in the year 2014 is an embarrassment. If we're going to learn anything, this is Congresswoman Fudge. If we're going to learn anything from the tragic death of Michael Brown, we must first acknowledge that we have a race issue that we are not addressing. There are others who see it in a much different light than some of what you just heard there, including Charles Barkley, who thinks that the people in Ferguson who ruined businesses, set police cars on fire, are the true villains in all of this. And how are the cops supposed to do their job if this is the kind of things that they encounter? And in the Michael Brown situation, what's happened since then, Barkley says it's wrong. The reaction to what has happened is being misinterpreted, and part of the problem is the media. He says what people read and see and hear just incites the issues that much more and makes them become that much bigger. And how can the police not do their jobs, and how are they supposed to do their jobs in places like Ferguson if this is what they're confronted with day in and day out? So we have a slew of different ideas as to what should have happened, what did happen, and what needs to happen in the future to push out the conversation and to not have that happen again, which here's the problem with it. The first thing is, nothing is 100%, and yes, of course, it is about trying to make things right. But knowing that you cannot just wave a magic wand, go in, and take people's intense feelings about things that have happened in their past, whether it's from the police point of view or from the people in the neighborhood's point of view, in the realistic world, you have to tread very carefully and realize what you're dealing with. Those tensions that are being talked about, the tensions are the prejudices that people have initially going into certain situations. And, you know, wherever it is, whether it's Camden, New Jersey, or whether it's Ferguson, Missouri, or whether it's Philadelphia, or whether it's Sarasota, Florida, for that matter. For some of you listening there, we have certain things that we bring to the table. And I think the former NBA player Barkley said that he said the right things, honestly. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Mike Stenerson for Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Yes, family and friends are gathering to give gifts and wish health and security. But why not enhance telephone and wireless device security all year with Block It Pocket? A family-owned American business, we now have two spectacular holiday specials. Find them now at our new website, blockitpocket.com, or call 888-315-9618. Hurry, holiday special ends Christmas Day. Give the gift of security from blockitpocket.com, wishing you health, freedom, and liberty.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
She's in our virtual green room, and boy, I'll tell you what, I was really excited to have her on the show in It's Your Business, because what usually happens at this time of year, interest rates plummet December through January, and a lot of times it's a great time to buy a house. In fact, it's no secret, it's a great time to get a house, especially with the low interest rate. I know I got my house in December, and I was very glad for a couple of reasons. Victoria is the queen when it comes to some of these creative deals, and they call her the tenacious hunter when it comes to finding out the best properties, certainly in New York, and I'm sure beyond the boundaries of New York, because I know we have listeners all over the whole country. Hey, Victoria, thanks for popping on the show.
Hi, how are you? Thank you.
So it's true, right? Part of that is because of interest rates. It's a great time to get a house, right?
It's a wonderful time to get a house. It's a wonderful time to get an apartment. It's a wonderful time to also get a vacation home.
Yeah, and is it because, not just because of interest rates, but are also people motivated to sell?
I think people want a year to finish, and they want to wrap up whatever they're doing. If they're in the mindset to sell, they want to sell, and they're ready to make a deal, and it's the same thing people want to buy. They're ready to close and hunt down and pick the property that they want.
Yeah. So do you kind of, by doing that, you know, if you're the person who's getting the house, let's say on the other side of that, is there less competition? I mean, is that also a great incentive because now you know that there'll be less competition for some of these cool places you might be interested in?
Yes, because after Thanksgiving, The Christmas music is playing, the trees are up, and people want to go shopping. And they talk about Black Friday and deals and steals. And most of the time, they're not talking about real estate. So people who are out there are serious. They're really shopping for real estate.
Yeah, I love that. All right, so are you busy? I mean, for you, is this a really busy time of year?
Yes, yes, because people want to wrap it up. In their mind, they want closure. And, you know, 2015, January 1st, their New Year resolution of whatever it is, it's usually to wrap up that real estate purchase or sell.
I love that. They want closure. And so speaking of closures, that means faster closings, too. And people always hate that closing process.
Yes, they hate the closing process, and also they want the attorneys to be on it to just finish it.
Yeah. And then the other big thing is, and I certainly saw this in my own situation, I'm sure a lot of people listening to us get this too, when you buy a house and close it before the end of the year, you get a tax deduction because you get an appreciated tax deduction, correct?
Yes, yes. And I had that number 2 years ago when we had in New York, they were talking about raising the tax level on certain purchases over $1 million. People wanted to close before December 31st. We had a closing in a snowstorm on a Saturday right before Christmas because people were very nervous about that.
I love that. All right,
we had the lawyers come out. We were in a SUV going through the snow just to get the closing done.
That's great. What's, do you remember the first property you ever sold? What was that like?
A rush. It was a rush because, you know, I'm an attorney by training, so I had all the real estate deals come through my desk, and I was the attorney. And now as a broker, it's a completely different mindset because it takes, you know, to put all these people together and not just do the due diligence. You have the buyer, the seller, the attorneys, and the other broker. And it's, you know, meeting of the minds and hand-holding and hugging and pushing them through to the end. So it was very exciting.
Yeah, did you decide what happened? You decided you saw the good life on the other end of it and you thought, hey, I did this law thing and it's great and it's great knowledge to have all this, but I think I'm going to jump to the other side.
No, I like the other side because it gave me more flexibility with time and being a mom with three kids. It gave me a lot of flexibility with doing things that I wanted to do, including, you know, coming to my kids' play without asking my boss. I could just do it now as long as I make the numbers. So it gave me a lot of the freedom that I needed at that point in my life.
Yeah, I get that, absolutely. So in doing, you know, in being involved in this career and seeing where we are now, I think you can tell a lot by what happens with homes closing and selling and all that kind of stuff as to where we are in the economy. And right now it's pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah, the economy is doing well. The real estate market is doing well. But a lot of it is also has to do with consumer mentality. People believe in real estate again. People understand that it's long-term, and you also, there's the gains that you have from it. Not only is it your home, but also it goes up in value.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, you know, it is the American dream. It really is.
But boy, isn't that true? And there's something like somebody told me the other day, and it's true if you think of it this way. With real estate, you know, there's only so much land. Even if you're just talking about land and then putting a house on it or buying a house that's already there, a lot of that has to do with the land, doesn't it?
Yeah, we have an issue with this in the city also. There's not enough land. You know, they build high, but vertically, but still there's not enough land and too little supply and a lot of demand.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Well, Mary to you, and thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you for having me. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, so, you know, we talk about houses that we just did there with Victoria, and they have some new information that was just released last month. You know, as everybody's getting ready for the holidays and the big rush at the tail end of the season, the U.S. Census Bureau announced that sales of new single-family houses in October were at a seasonally adjusted annual rate of 458,000. That's that third cup of coffee. I can't see my research. Anyway, the number was a slight uptick compared to the revised September estimate, which was 455,000. thousand. So that's where we're talking about to see how that's flipped around a little bit. And they also say that the numbers, the government numbers anyway, it shows that the majority of the housing market rose 4.2% in October compared to a month earlier. Now, this just is for U.S. single family homes. So new housing activity, too, which is a big economic indicator, it's recovering from the worst of the recession. So, you know, there were all these concerns, and we talked about them here just a couple of years ago as we were charting this as to what was happening with new houses. And housing is in an interesting position right now. And what's going on with mortgages? Not too much, a little bit unchanged, kind of flat, actually. But yet the market is certainly rising. So what does that mean? It means that the GDP growth has certainly swooshed up, even as housing has kind of stayed in some areas stagnant, in some areas it's risen. New home construction is just 3% of the GDP, and that's, you know, that's where we are at this point. So I think it's showing that, yep, the economy is absolutely recovering, and people that have had their eye on a house, people that have been saving, or people that just, you know, this is the time to go for it, whatever it is. That's why we're starting to see, I think, those modest gains. That's why you're probably noticing in your neighborhood, I've noticed in mine, it's a good time to sell. There's a lot of for sale signs. There's a lot of people that have been waiting for things to tick up on that side of it, and it certainly has. And you've got these low levels, these mortgage interest rates that have fallen to some of their lowest levels in over a year. So this is why, as banks have loosened up on their mortgage lending standards, this is why we're seeing some of this, I think, possibility to watch this boomerang effect of strong growth, which I think is really exciting because it's good right when we see a turn in what was a brutal recession. I mean, you could tick this thing all the way back to 2008 with the banks too big to fail in the fall of 2008, and look where we've come from there. And it's been a bit hilly. We've had a couple of peaks and valleys, and now it's certainly rocketing on its way up. So that is the great news. And I did say that I was lucky finally when I had gotten a house, and it seemed like it took forever to find the right house and everything that falls into place, as all of you know, and have many of you have gone through that process. I had the perfect timing for it. It was in December, and it was a win situation at the time because, you know, with the tax situation and the motivated to sell and close, and it wasn't as difficult as often the process can be. So there you go. Interesting stuff. Another one for the books, I think, in It's Your Business. Hang with us. Much more to come on America Tonight.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure ancient defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Have you ever heard of a Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle? I was over at my buddy Mark's house the other night, and there he was in the shop working away on his new toy, a Ghost 80% AR-15. He said he bought it from Guns80.com because they got a great deal right now, and he just wanted to experience building his own firearm. And you know Mark, he doesn't want a lot of unnecessary red tape attached, if you know what I mean. He said he had to pay no DROS fees. There was no 10-day waiting period. Said he can register it as a pistol if he wants. And the best part, it's 100% legal in most states if it's completed by the owner. Hey, it looks like a pretty easy project to me. So I just went to Guns80.com myself and ordered mine. I can't wait to get it built. I hope it gets here soon. Hey, get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com. Prices have never been better, and you can go right now to Guns80.com. That's Guns80, the number's 80, Guns80.com. See you on the range. Get yours today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
America, man, I filled up today and it was two and change. Could it really be $2? Boy, what does that tell you when we get excited over pulling up to fill up and there's the possibility of paying $2 a gal for regular? What a great Christmas present that would be, eh? How much are you paying in your neck of the woods? You can shoot me that through the miracle of Al Gore's internet at americatonight.net or call me at 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. When you get used to paying almost $4 and then it dips down and it's $3.50 and it hovers around $3.50, then all of a sudden, boom, you start to notice, wow, what happened? Was I in a coma? Was I sleeping? How did I not notice how much this has dropped? Now, I notice because I'm always looking at the markets and I look at the crude oil and how much it is a barrel. And when it's in the 60s and now it's might drop into the 40s, you really would see oil prices at their lowest in 5 to 7 years. Certainly at the lowest right now in 5 years. And that's because of what's happening with commodity prices. with the plunging prices for oil, there's fears for the Eurozone and Japan. But while that's happening, for example, the yen at this point is at a 7-year low against the dollar in Asian trading. That all comes back to us at the pump when we see what happens with the barrel of crude, if that makes sense. So there is something about the money, and we know this because how big is the fear that our monetary system would go away? We've had this conversation many, many times about the dollar and the dollar falling. Well, now it's bounced back, and we're looking a lot stronger than we did just 2 years ago on an Nikkei, which is the Tokyo Stock Exchange, Japan. And what happened there is the Nikkei stocks, their index hit pretty close for more than 7 years as the whole cheap oil lifted the airline stocks. So that's what's interesting. This is the whole speculation thing, and why are we seeing a big switch? And it is that price of a barrel. Because OPEC last week declined to dump, to curb, if you will, it's to lift its prices. So crude fell almost 3%. I thought it was going to be 3% on Monday. It ended up being like 2.4. If you were to look at it, it's $68 and change a barrel. Wow. I mean, that is a huge dip in what we were seeing. I could roll back the tape here on America Tonight, and every once in a while I would mention oil and what it was, and we would be talking about almost $100 a barrel. So as that continues to go in that direction, and I think it'll come back, but as it continues to go in that direction for now, you'll see that reflected every time you go to get gasoline, whatever it is. I mean, even if you put premium in, it's definitely lower. But if we were just basing it on a gallon of regular, when we're talking about seeing $2, I can't even remember the last time I paid $2 for gas. I have no idea. I tried and tried to rack my brain, and I can't even remember when that was. But the good news is, we're getting closer to it for sure. Dan is listening to us in the great state of Texas. And Dan, hello. I bet you had a great turkey on Thanksgiving. Did you fry it?
I had a great turkey on Wednesday, and then I sat around and watched football all day long and ate pumpkin pie and just enjoyed my little self to pieces.
Yay.
Okay, I got one for you. These cops was watching this parking lot of a very popular bar when everybody started coming out headed for the parking lot, and except for this one guy. He came out and ran into a light pole, dropped his keys, and they were watching. Boy, they had this guy dead to rights, turkey out like on a June bug. And he staggered around out in the street, and again he fell down and dropped his keys. So finally he gets over to his car, and he gets his car started, and he's the last car in the parking lot. And he drives out, and the cops zoomed in on him, woo! And the lights come on, and they drag him out, and license, registration. He just flipped it out to them. Said, have you been drinking? He said, nope. And he said, did you take a breath test? Yep. He took a breath test and passed that, and they made him do the walk of the line, and he did the walk of the line. They said, well, you ain't been drinking. What's going on? Why all the fall down? He said, oh, I'm a designated decoy.
That was good.
Okay.
Oh, I got to steal that one. That was a good one.
Okay, I got another one for you. This guy had this speech impediment, but he was really, really rich. And people used to make fun of him everywhere he went. And so he decided he was going to get the heck away from people. So he went all the way up to Alaska. He found this one store that had everything in the world that he was ever going to need. And so he bought this big, beautiful estate up there. And he was checking around to see all the stuff that he might need. He had everything except one item. So he walked into the store, and he walked up to the man behind the counter, and he said, he says, get out of here, you damn hairlip, and bring him out of the store. So a couple days later, he comes back in, and he says, You said, I told you to get out of here. And he had his sponsor grab him and take him and throw him right out in the muddy street. So about a week went by, and finally he comes in all dressed up really nice. He's got this little white box. He walked up to the man behind the counter, and he says, do you snuff birds? He says, do we stuff birds? Yeah, we got a complete taxidermy shop here. He says,
oh, that's awful.
Better than yours.
Better than anything I'm offering, that's for sure. Oh, my gosh, that's crazy. Okay. I guarantee you get laughs when you tell either one of those.
Oh, I do. I get a lot of fun with that. About all the stuff that's going on, a lot of that is sponsored by the Democratic Party. I mean, even the protests that the Rams players did, blah, 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 with the hands up. If these people that are doing all this stuff would go online and get the transcripts from the grand jury that is available and mm-hmm. read them, mm-hmm. this would all come to a screeching halt, because these were decisions that were made by not white people, but by black people and, I believe, a few white people in the grand jury. And they took all the evidence, and they even had the evidence of where the people that said that he had his hands up or he was shot in the back proved to be bald-faced liars. And this is all in documented black and white transcripts. They can read it for themselves. And all this bull hockey is sponsored by the Democratic Party. That's all it's about. That's why they're doing this big thing. And the people should really feel betrayed, because the Democratic Party has sold the black populace out to the Hispanic populace. They are a majority compared to the black populace now, and the black populace has become not second-rate citizens, but third-rate citizens, all due to Barack Obama. So, Merry Christmas, boys and girls. Bye from now.
All right, thanks, Dan. You know, as I said, the big summit they had in Washington today, you know, there's no 100% way to slice this. He's right about the makeup of the jury, and he's right about reading the transcripts. If you read the transcripts, we've already said this, you know, you have the witnesses who recanted and said they were describing what they saw, and then all of a sudden they changed, and because they showed them the forensic evidence, that's not possible, what you say you saw. And then, okay, oops, I'm going to recant that because I don't want to go to jail. So, unfortunately, the pot was so stirred in so many different directions. And there was problems in Ferguson before, and there were allegations. And the worst part about what happened there truly is the people who had businesses and the people who had kids in school and the kids in the school. So they're exposed to all of that. That's not a great thing, right? When they don't really understand, why are we getting out of school? Why are people setting our town on fire? I don't understand. Why are businesses being looted just because they happen to be on the wrong street? Because tempers and feelings spilled over into the streets. Now, for the people who are protesting peacefully, you got to give it to them, whether you agree with them or not, because this is what our country's founded on, freedom of speech. So we all have different perspectives, and people who view what happened in Ferguson as a sham afterwards, like the tanks, the innocent people that were mixed into all the tear gassing and all that sort of stuff, well, I say that they should be able to peacefully protest, as should people who want to protest Officer Wilson deciding to resign. So in the end, you have one dead 18-year-old. You have an officer whose life is re-racked. He's always going to sleep with one eye open, let's face it, because he is a target. He's a target for any nut job that wants to go after him and now his new wife. So no matter what we say about Ferguson, it's ignited a conversation. Let's hope that leads to something sensible. If it is about cameras, then get the cameras, because it protects the police as well. Old school, new school, coming up on the flip side here on America Tonight.
complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys fall chili special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the fall chili special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
So what you go stand for is to unlock the door. All those around him, Christmas signs and sleigh. And through a cracked along a breaking wall, I see you, my friend, and touch your face again.
All right, we are slamming into the finish line of this hour of America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Remember, all roads to the show lead through AmericaTonight.net, Facebook, Twitter, all that kind of stuff. Segments you missed, you can click on what you missed, and you can listen to some of the great segments that we've had on. Plus, we've got coming up this week on Wednesday into Thursday, last segment of the second hour, nail the score. You have a chance to win some fabulous prizes and bragging rights. Once we announce the game of the week, you pick a side and tell us what you think the final score is going to be. We have a whole lot of fun with it. I'd love to see somebody win. You never know. It's like picking lottery numbers, only less numbers, but it's not easy. Let's put it that way. All right, a fun thing that we do, Matt and I do here on America Tonight, a new thing called Old School, New School. Did you get that? Old School, New School. Hi, Matt Johnson.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, you know what? I want to tell everyone right now, there is a big difference between the mothership and the satellite facility. Because yesterday, it was 75 degrees in Dallas. Today, it is 30 degrees. But in Minnesota, wasn't it like 5 degrees the other day?
It's zero right now.
I'll take 30 versus zero any day of my life, by the way. So, yeah, definitely. All right, our first old school, new school, Matt, what do you think? No plastic surgery. Hey, you get old, you get old. Whatever your gifts are, whatever your genetics, sometimes people look younger for their age, don't have a lot of wrinkles, or they have wrinkles but they look good, versus 17-year-olds getting plastic surgery to improve their selfies and getting, like, Brazilian butt lifts at 17 years old. Old school, new school, what do you think?
I guess I'll go the old school.
Oh! There's a pause!
I had to think it over here of what you were asking.
Yeah, so, you're a single guy, but would you, you know, you have plenty of pretty women that you've dated, so let's say you decide one day to get married, whoops, how would you feel about plastic surgery on your woman?
I mean, I'm not that big of a fan of it, but if that's something that, you know, they feel like they definitely need that to be, I don't know, feel more self-conscious,
happy,
like, I guess.
Happy.
Yeah, but people go overboard with it, and they, like, their faces don't have any emotion anymore, and, you know, looks like somebody played with some Play-Doh and stuck it on their chest. That's not a good look.
I don't think it's a good look. I think people go overboard. But see, here's the difference. I would venture to guess, I'm just saying, America, I know I've done some research in this. The number one place for plastic surgery is Los Angeles. The number two place for plastic surgery is Dallas, Texas. And I have seen some of those faces you're talking about with women, frankly, that were very pretty otherwise. They didn't really need it. But like you said, I mean, if it's something they need to do for themselves, I guess. But there's an overboard thing that happens with plastic surgery, I think.
Yeah, I definitely
agree. You agree. So I say no plastic surgery. My grandmother lived to be 90. She looked like she was 70 when she was 90. I hope I have those genes. So old school, new school, towels in public bathrooms, the paper towels that come out, you put your hands in front of it, it comes out, or air drying your paws and no paper towels. Which do you prefer? Air dry is really the new school way that's been around for a while. The old school way is the paper towels they're trying to get rid of.
I think I'm more of an old school guy when it comes to that because I like physically, I think it's quicker too, and you can just grab a couple paper towels, dry your hands off, and then a lot of times, the new thing, they have the little kickstand to open the door. I don't know if you see that. I don't know what it's called. I'm calling it a kickstand. But you can use your toe to open the door, and most places don't have that yet, so I'll use the same paper towels and open the door with it because a lot of times it's not the cleanliest thing touching the door handle.
No, it's supposed to be the dirtiest. I would say the same thing for me. I don't like the air dryers for that reason. I'm shocked at how many women do not wash their hands, and it's awful. So I use the paper towel, same thing. I put the paper towel on the handle, cause especially when I started to read more about that, and forget it. I mean, here's a great question. In the kitchen, when you have a community kitchen, like you work with other people. I work in the satellite facility, so I don't have to deal with that as much now, but I did most of my career. If you go into the kitchen, you deal with all kinds of things that are in their refrigerators, et cetera. What do you think's the dirtiest thing in an office kitchen?
The microwave or the sink? I don't know.
That's a good guess. I would think microwave because people putting their hands on it. I would have said microwave, but I found this out the other day. They did some research on it, and it's the coffee pot handle. Because people getting coffee, and they touch it. And so don't touch that coffee pot handle there at the Genesis Network. Although I'm sure everybody washes their hands and dries them with the paper towels. The next old school, new school is frozen meat, or, you know, the frozen hamburgers you get where they're pre-made patties, giant thick ones, people throw them on grills, or just raw meat and you have to make your own hamburger. So now they have like grass-fed beef or 90% lean or whatever it is, but it's the actual meat. You have to make the patties. They're not frozen, pre-done, prefab burgers, which old school versus new school. What do you think?
I'm a fan of making it myself. I don't like the frozen, I guess, just slapping them on. I don't like that. I like, you know, going to the meat market, getting it that day, and then preparing it.
Yeah, I agree with you. I'm the same way. I don't like the pre. I can taste them too at barbecues. If somebody makes regular hamburgers, what I call regular, which is means the meat, I can tell the difference between the two. Some people think that's crazy, and it's cheaper, especially when you have a whole crew of people, so they just, you know, charbroil them, but I can taste the difference. How about this one? Old school, new school. Old school, first place, second place, third place, meaning, yeah, competition. Hey, if you lost, you lost. So sorry, Charlie. The diving competition, the sack race, the whatever, or everybody is a winner and we all get ribbons.
I definitely am vehemently opposed to everyone getting trophies and winning and all that. I think it's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Growing up, I played a lot of sports, and you want that achievement of winning. And why, if everyone gets a first place trophy, then who cares about winning? I don't understand it.
I don't understand it either, because that hurts. I think that hurts kids. I'm just saying, if they don't have a sense of competition, because what happens when you have to go out there and compete? Your whole life you grew up and you got ribbons for
everything.
I don't
know, and it's something like you work together with people and accomplish things, or, I mean, maybe you're doing an individual event and you're participating, but you're training for it or whatever, and it's just a sense of accomplishment. And there's things I've received, like teams that have won, you know, third place or championships or whatever, and I remember people from those teams in like that season and everything.
Yeah, same thing with me. I remember getting the trophy for tennis from Karen Carback. I got first place, she got second. But she still got second. I don't want a stinking ribbon that says I participated. I don't know. And for kids, I think the same thing. Okay, photos. Now, this, I bet you we're going to totally part company on this. Old school, you go, you take all your cool pictures and you have to go and have them developed. Or you can send them in and you get them pretty quickly, like in a day or two. But it's like a big event. You're going to go get them. You're psyched. You want to see what your photos are like. Versus now, pretty much everyone's using their camera phones. They're not even hardly using cameras. If they do, it's instantaneous anyway because you have the card in it, which is cool because you can get them to people faster. But I miss the old days of going and picking up the photos.
I hear you on that, and I still, because I grew up right in the age where it changed, so I have pictures from high school that are still on film, and then it was when I got to college, it started changing over, and I don't know, it's still fun to go see the old pictures. I don't have an electronic database of older pictures, I guess.
Yeah, I don't either. Same thing. I know a lot of people around me do, but I like the old pictures. I'm with you. Wow, how about that? We agreed on a whole bunch of them. Old school, new school. Thank you very much, Matt, and thank you to all of you for listening to America Tonight.
Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials. Just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.